Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15, and that'd be our key verse for the morning. 1 Corinthians 15 is the great resurrection chapter. I'm not going to read it all because of time's sake. I have a lot to go over this morning. But I want you to notice in verse number 23, the first part in that, but every man in his own order, in other words, in his own time, everyone will receive a resurrected body, but according to his order, according to his time. And his order also refers to believers and unbelievers. So believers, those who trust Christ, will receive their resurrected bodies at an appointed time in their order. Unbelievers will receive their resurrected body, and we'll look at that, in their time, in their order, at an appointed time. And we notice that there are basically, again, time won't allow it, that there's resurrection of in John chapter number 5, Jesus speaks of a resurrection of life and a resurrection of damnation. If you want to write that verse down. So Jesus refers to the resurrection of life. That's for the believers. It's in John chapter 5. Verses 24 through 29. Then he talks about resurrection of damnation. That's the unbeliever. So Jesus himself talks about resurrection of believers and resurrection of unbelievers. And then we read in Acts chapter number 24, verse number 15, that there's resurrection of the unjust and resurrection of the unjust. Acts 24, 15. In other words, everyone from the time of Adam to the last person who will ever live, who will ever die, I should say, they will receive a resurrected body, whether they're a believer or whether they are unbelievers, okay? Now, for believers, there's a certain order in which their believers are going to be resurrected. Jesus Christ, and I had this question asked, somebody asked me this question. Was that you, Miss Iris? That wasn't you, was it? Because you know everything. You don't have to ask any questions. But somebody asked questions about Jesus. I said Jesus was the first to ever receive a resurrected body, a glorified body. He was the first of a new order, okay? All the people that was resurrected before Jesus. You sure that wasn't you, Miss Iris, about Lazarus? That was you. I do remember. I hadn't got dementia yet. I'm getting close, okay? Miss Iris said, what about Lazarus and all those other people who were resurrected? They did not receive a glorified body. Jesus was the first. And you read here in 1 Corinthians 15, Christ the first fruits in his order. So Christ was the first of anyone that ever received a resurrected body he had a glorified body. And then we read also in Matthew chapter number 27 that many of the saints arose that slept, and we talked about that. Remember, they walked through the streets of Jerusalem. They also received glorified bodies, and that's why it says in 1 Corinthians 15, Christ the first fruits, and it's plural. Wasn't the first fruit, the first fruits. So after the first resurrection of Jesus, there were some others that received a glorified body. And you know, you've been with us long enough to know that the picture of first fruits, it means that there's going to be more to come. We see that picture of the harvest there in the Old Testament. There's first fruits, there's the main harvest, and then there is the gleanings, the leftovers, and that completes a harvest cycle, if you will. And that's the picture of the resurrection in the Bible. There's the first fruits, which means that there is a promise of more to come following the first fruits. So Jesus was the first fruits. Okay, first to receive a glorified body. Then we have what's called the main harvest, and that would be us as believers. And we see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, and here again in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I won't read that, but you're familiar with that. Where the dead in Christ shall rise, and then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that's referring to the translation of the saints, the rapture, whatever you want the name you want to put to it, that the dead in Christ shall rise. They will receive a resurrected body. They will receive a glorified body. This would be what is called the main harvest of believers, because the first fruits was at the first resurrection. But since the time of Christ up to, if Jesus was to come today, up to today, all that from Miss Pat and Miss Eddie or Brother Eddie, all my dad and mom and your parents who all trusted the Lord, they would receive a resurrected, a glorified body. And all God's people said,
amen.
And then also we will. Notice I said we. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. Okay, and I won't get on the people who believe in the mid-trib or post-trib or whatever, except they're so wrong. Jesus could come today. That's that imminent mentality, and I won't get on that one anyway. But we would be part of that main harvest. In other words, we will receive a glorified body, a new body. All right, and then there's what's called the gleanings. Now I'm speaking of saved people. Okay, the gleanings. Who are these gleanings? We find it in Revelation chapter number 20, and if you in verses 4 and 5. All right, again, I have so many things I want to share with you, and we see the saints who are martyred in the tribulation period. When we get to Revelation chapter number 20. The tribulation period has ended. Jesus comes in the revelation, all right? And at that time, the tribulation saints, those who were saved in the tribulation, they did not accept the mark of the beast. They were martyred or for whatever reason, they were killed during the tribulation period. We see in Revelation chapter number 20 that these saints, they also will receive a resurrected body. And the Bible says they will rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. So they enter into the millennium in their resurrected bodies. And that will be the completion of resurrection of the just. After they enter into the millennium, and when, let me put it this way, when the millennium begins, there will be no more death for believers.
Amen.
No more death for believers. Okay? Have that in the back of your mind, because we're going to get to that in just a minute. But you won't see any more resurrection for believers after the gleanings. Revelation chapter number 20. They enter into the millennium and they never die. And people who accept Christ as their Savior, they never die. There'll be no more death. It's the unbelievers who reject Christ. They will die. We'll get into that at another point, but I want you to see that. Okay? Not only do I believe that the New Testament saints or during the tribulation period, those tribulation saints will receive a resurrected body, I believe that Old Testament saints will receive their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation period when the tribulation saint, are y'all following?
Yeah.
Okay, at the end of the tribulation period, I believe that's when, and I'll share some scripture with you, where Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all the Old Testament saints, when they receive their resurrected bodies. I don't believe they receive their bodies whenever that main harvest takes place. In other words, when Jesus comes at the rapture, translation, the dead in Christ shall rise. They wait for their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation period when the tribulation saints. Where do you get that? I'm glad you asked. Turn in Ezekiel. You don't have to turn it because I'm going with these. Just write these down, if you will. Okay, in Ezekiel chapter number 37, write these down. This is speaking of Old Testament saints when they receive their resurrected bodies, Old Testament saints. Ezekiel 37, 12 through 14. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Notice something very interesting. They're coming out of their graves, a resurrection. He's bringing them into Israel. What's happening during the millennium? Jesus is ruling and reigning in Israel.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.